You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX, you know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and a bowl of soul celebrates February is Black History Month, here on a bowl of soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its Best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
Of soul, a mix of soul music, what you just heard, and we just lost him recently, Mr. Edwin Reuben Hawkins, who was born August 19th, 1943, and he just passed away on January 15th, 2018. He was an American gospel musician, pianist, choirmaster, composer, and arranger. He is one of the originators of the urban contemporary gospel sound. He, as leader of the Edwin Hawkins Singers, was probably best known for his arrangement of "Oh Happy Day," which you just heard, which I didn't know was "Oh Happy Day" was recorded in 1968, and that song basically got into the hands of a K-San underground rock DJ in San Francisco who happened to pick "Oh Happy Day" from the LP that they recorded called "Let Us Go Into the House of the Lord," and he played "Oh Happy Day" on the station. Once it started playing, "Oh Happy Day" spread like wildfire and it became an instant hit. The soloists on the album were Elaine Kelly, Margaret Branch, Dorothy Coombs Morrison, Tremaine Davis, also Tremaine Hawkins, Reuben Franklin, Donald Cashmere, Betty Watson, and Ruth Lyons. And as I said before, "Oh Happy Day" became a hit, and it was reissued. The album was reissued in 1969, and this single, "Oh Happy Day," rocketed to sales of more than a million copies within 2 months. Not only did it rocket to 2 million copies within 2 months, it crossed over to the pop charts, making the U.S. pop chart at number 4, United Kingdom chart at number 2, the Canadian chart at number 2, number 2 on the Irish singles chart, number 1 on the French singles chart and German single chart in 1969. Once it spread, the song internationally sold more than 7 million copies worldwide, and Edwin Hawkins was awarded his first Grammy Award for this song, "Oh Happy Day." Edwin Hawkins remains one of the greats of gospel, and it's this song that skyrocketed and spread his reach beyond the gospel world. We celebrate Mr. Edwin Hawkins because February is Black History Month. And just to give you some tidbits about Black History Month, on February 1st, 1865, the Congress approved the 13th Amendment ending slavery. Charles Sumner introduced a motion that made Boston attorney John Rock the first Black attorney to be admitted to argue in the Supreme Court of the United States. And what I didn't know, we always learning things here on A Bowl of Soul, is that John Rock, the first Black attorney to be admitted to argue in the Supreme Court, was credited with coining the phrase, "Black is beautiful." A lot of people think that phrase came up from the 60s. No, we're talking about 1865, where John Rock was credited with coining the phrase, "Black is beautiful." Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating February is Black History Month. Coming up next, this is one of my favorite songs. And as a kid growing up in elementary school, I heard a lot of these records. I heard "Oh Happy Day," and this is the next song that I heard, which is very impressionable to me when I was like in first grade. This song by Nina Simone, "To Be Young, Gifted, and Black." And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
Gifted in Black is Where It's At is a song that was done by Nina Simone, and the lyrics were written by Weldon Irvine. This song was written in memory of Nina Simone's late friend, the late great Miss Lorraine Hansberry. I hope that many of you were able to check out the story of Lorraine Hansberry on American Masters on PBS recently, who was the author of the play A Raisin in the Sun. And, you know, Lorraine Hansberry died young. She died at the age of 34 in the year of 1965. But the song To Be Young, Gifted in Black was originally recorded and released by Nina Simone in 1969. And it was featured on her 1970 album called Black Gold. And it became a civil rights movement anthem. The single, when it was released as a single, it peaked at number 8. On the R&B chart and number 76 on the Hot 100. There have been notable covers of this song, which were done by Donnie Hathaway on his 1970 album, Everything is Everything, Aretha Franklin on her 1972 album of the same name, Young, Gifted, and Black, and Bob and Marcia, Jamaican Rocksteady group, who recorded the single in 1970, which reached number 5 in the UK singles chart and number 15 in Ireland, and the Jamaican rocksteady reggae trio the Heptones recorded a version in 1970. What a lot of people don't know is Elton John also recorded a version of To Be Young, Gifted in Black prior to his solo success. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And on February 2nd of 1897, while working in Pittsburgh as a porter, Alfred L. Krall noticed that the popular treat ice cream was difficult to serve, to dispense. It stuck to spoons and ladles and usually required two hands and at least two implements to serve. Mr. Alfred L. Krall invented a mechanical device known as the ice cream scoop and applied for a patent. On February 2, 1897, the 30-year-old Mr. Alfred L. Krall was granted a U.S. patent. The patent number was 576395. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Black history. Coming up next, this is a rework, a remake, and I'm going to tell you, it's awesome. Brand new, here on A Bowl of Soul, a remake of Sounds of Blackness, Optimistic, done by August Green, which features Brandy and Common. Here on A Bowl of Soul, talking about you need to be optimistic. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there, this is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You can win as long as you keep your head to the sky. Be optimistic. When in the midst of sorrow, you can see up when looking down. A brighter day tomorrow will bring. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You hear the voice of reason telling you this can't not weigh me down. No matter how seems, just hold on to your dreams, yeah.
Don't give up and don't give in, although it seems you never win. You will always pass the test as long as you keep your head to the sky. You can win as long as you keep your head to the sky.
Influenced by the sentiments, into it to winning it, surrendered it to the sky, centered in my eye. Living in the glory and the story of a warrior, Victoria, the more we love. From how poor we was to euphoria, kicking the door because we think notorious.
As long as
optimistic. You know what? You need to get out there and purchase this single. This was a great, I feel, reworking of Sounds of Blackness song, Optimistic by August Green featuring Brandy and Common. Make sure you purchase this new music on Amazon Music. Make sure you purchase the new music here on A Bowl of Soul. And, you know, talk about being optimistic. You know, the father of Black History Month, or making February be Black History Month, is Carter G. Woodson, who is considered the father of Black history. And talk about a person that was optimistic. He was determined. Carter Godwin Woodson was born in 1875 to former slaves, and as the second African-American in the United States to earn a doctorate from Harvard University, he became one of the first scholars of African-American history, and Mr. Woodson died in 1950. But when you talk about optimism, Mr. Woodson was unable to attend school for much of his childhood because he had to help his parents financially. He ended up entering high school at the age of 20 and received his high school diploma in 2 years. After he graduated from high school, Mr. Woodson taught in West Virginia before earning his undergraduate degree at Berea College. He received a master's degree from the University of Chicago in 1908 and a doctorate of history from Harvard in 1912. In between teaching and receiving his master's and doctorate, Mr. Woodson was a school supervisor in the Philippines. There, Mr. Woodson founded Negro History Week, which preceded Black History Month. This shows you how optimistic Mr. Carter Godwin Woodson. He was determined to become educated, and he was determined to tell people our story, Black history. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, something great from Eddie Kendricks from 1972. Very Afrocentric. Eddie Kendricks took a different turn after leaving the Temptations in 1971. He went on a solo career. And on this album, which was really a totally different side to which where we would become to love even come to love Eddie Kendricks even more. My People, Hold On. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Miss Kelly. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Professor T. Love.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
My people, fall like a dove fly high. Hold on to love, let its light be your guide. My people, say it, say it, say it.
Spring of 1972 on the Tamla record label, My People, Hold On, which is the name of the album itself. It came out in May 1972. And this was Eddie Kendrick's second album, but this album was his breakout album because it was on this album you heard the first, I would say, dance record, Girl, You Need a Change of Mind, which came off of this album, and Date with the Rain. And a lot of the DJs on the East Coast and New Orleans began to spin those records, and those records became a hit. This is where you started hearing long playing records with these two records, Girl, You Need a Change of Mind, and I Got a Date with the Rain. The album had been out for over 6 months before radio caught on to it, but the album eventually rose to number 13 in the early months of 1973, and this album would solidify the career of the late great Mr. Eddie Kendricks. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Yes, my skin is black, but that's no reason to hold me back.
Think about it, 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 think about it.
I have wants and desires just like you, so move aside because I'm coming through.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop me now.
But tell me, my man, does that make you right?
First message from a black man, but I feel the Spinners version to me was a little bit more dramatic, a little bit more edgier. This song was written by Barrett Strong and Norman Whitfield, and it spoke to black militancy that rose during the 60s, which rose in conjunction with the civil rights movement, actually going at the same time. The black power movement was going at the same time as the civil rights movement, and this song was very powerful. And although the Temptations did this song, they never performed it live at any of their concerts. But the song had some really powerful lyrics. You know, it says, "Yes, your skin is white. Does that make you right? Walk on and think about it. Think about it. You know, this is a message to y'all. Together we stand, divided we fall. Black is a color just like white. Tell me, how can a color determine whether you're wrong or right? We all have our faults, yes we do. So look in your mirror, what do you see? Two eyes, a nose, and a mouth, just like me." Now, you know, for a song, this song came out in 1970, but it still was very powerful for that time. And again, it was on the heels of the civil rights and black power movement. And, you know, still, that song still resonates today because some people still, you know, there's that racism is still lingering. You know, you have to look at the type of administration that we have, you know, which it fosters racism as well. So that message still, even though that's from 1970, you know, this still resonates today. Celebrating Black History, February is Black History Month here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, I'm going to play you something from the rapper, Mr. David Banner, talking about Amy, featuring Trinidad James. You're going to know what Amy stands for when I play it. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Marion Marie, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Thought you was my homeboy, man.
Hey, my nigga. Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nigga.
You supposed to be a god.
Hey, my nigga.
Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nigga.
You supposed to be a god.
Hey, my nigga.
Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nigga.
You supposed to be a god.
Hey, my nigga.
Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nigga.
You supposed to be a god.
Rocks call you nigga. We down on one knee.
Ha!
But G's look like you. G's look like me.
Yes, sir.
Michelangelo lied. Here to set them folk free.
Woo.
I guess they had to have right and shy. That's why we call ourselves G. O.D. Now we in pairs like my nigga.
My nigga.
That's why they treat, that's why they beat your ass like a nigga.
Straight.
Fuck Gucci, fuck Louis, until they come to my hood.
Fuck them.
Fuck Tom Ford, fuck Versace. Yeah, said it, I'm good.
Yeah.
Hey, my nigga.
Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nigga.
You supposed to be a god.
Hey, my nigga.
Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nigga.
You supposed to be a god.
Hey, my nigga.
Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nigga.
You supposed to be a god.
Hey, my nigga.
Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nigga.
You supposed to be a god.
Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana. The hammer, FLA, they kill Trey, Michael Dunn shot Jay in his face, 6'8", that half, nigga, NFL, they laugh, nigga, Paltrow, they let go, and everybody gave her pass, nigga, and most folks, they said nothing, if a rapper breathe, everybody busting, our kids dying, they blood rushing, cops laughing, we ducking, we dying, I'm trying to help our folks, man, I ain't lying, look,
I don't wanna be your nigga no more,
man, I'm
tired, hey, my nigga,
why you call yourself that,
hey, my nigga,
you supposed to be a god.
Hey, my nip.
Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nip.
You supposed to be a god.
Hey, my nip.
Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nip.
You supposed to be a god.
Hey, my nip.
Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nip.
You supposed to be a god.
They made niggas, we sprayed niggas. They got smart, gave us AIDS, nigga. They kill kings, you afraid, nigga. To die too, made nigga. Made the hate, your dark skin. You God's son, they say 10. They kill natives, rape men. Then went to church, hollering amen. Then gave us liquor, gave us coke. But blame niggas for selling dope. Ollie North, my whole hood. Snow White, but it ain't soap. So who's to blame for this shame word? Say how you want, it's the same word. No matter what wings, the same bird. From pyramids to dope, sir.
Hey, my nigga.
Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nigga.
You supposed to be a god.
Hey, my nigga.
Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nigga.
You supposed to be a god.
Hey, my nigga.
Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nigga.
You supposed to be a god.
Hey, my nigga.
Why you call yourself that?
Hey, my nigga.
You supposed to be a god. You're supposed to be a god.
You are supposed to be a god. God, God, God.
You heard what David Banner said? You say, hey, my nigga, you're supposed to be a god. You know, and he's like, nah, you need to think about that. Why you call yourself that? Hey, my nigga. You're supposed to be God. Why you call yourself that? You know, that's deep. Crackers called you nigga. We down on one knee. But G's look like you. G's look like me. Yes, sir. Michelangelo lied. Hit the 743. I guess they had to have rights and they shot us while we call ourselves G. OD, now we in Paris like my nigga. That's why they treat. That's why they beat your ass like a nigga slave. These lyrics are deep. But this is from my boy from Mississippi, Mr. David Banner, who did like a 360, got real righteous, you know, celebrating his blackness, celebrating being an African man. Here on Ebola Soul, Amy, A, my nigga. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the brothers, Black Brother, from Miss Angie Stone. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
He is my king. He is my one. Yes, he's my father. Yes, he's my son. I can talk to him, cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system. I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hugs, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my Black Brother. I love you and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever true. Cause you're my Black Brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever true. He's misunderstood. Yeah. Some say that he's up to no good. Mm-hmm. Around the neighborhood, well, for your information, a lot of my brothers got education. Now check it. You got your Wall Street brother, your blue collar brother, you down for whatever, chilling on the corner brother, talented brother. And to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you. Oh, my Black Brother, I love you. I'll never try to no. So much to me, you give me what I need. I'm so proud. I'm so proud. I love you for staying strong. You got it going on. I'm so proud of you. Going through thick and thin, brothers, you're gonna win. I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you.
Whenever you're facing doubt, brothers, gonna work it out. I'm so proud.
I got the shakeable faith.
Cause you're my God. I love you. I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you. I'm here for you.
My brother,
strong brother.
There is no one other.
Giving you some sweet neo soul from Miss Angie Stone. Talk about Black Brother. giving you some positivity there. You know, on February 2nd, the District of Columbia, which is Washington, D.C., on February 2nd, 1862, the District of Columbia abolished slavery. On February 2nd, 1914, Ernest Just, a genetic biologist, wins the Spring Arn Medal. He received this same medal on this day in 1915 for his pioneering in cell division and fertilization. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating February as Black History Month. Coming up next, we're going to give you some formation from Miss Beyoncé. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm bestless. I'm popular the best.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair. Sauce in my bag. Swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I like that.
I did not come to play with you hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbread and collard greens, bitch. Oh, yes. You best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 Maestro. I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag.
I see it, I want it. I stunt yellow, want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it. I twirl on the middle. Albino alligators, El Camino with a Cielo, sipping Cuervo and Ojala. Sometimes I go out,
I go out,
I go hard,
I go hard.
Yeah, what's mine?
Hey, what's mine?
I'm a star,
I'm a star.
Cause I slay, I slay.
I slay.
now let's get information. I slay. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious, best revenge is your paper.
You know, that song is still fire. After 2 years, that song is still fire. I call that like the new Black National Anthem formation. And it really was a statement of radical Black positivity. And the song whose lyrics are teeming with notions of empowerment and pride, meaning Beyoncé's empowerment and pride in her heritage as an African American with roots in Alabama and Louisiana. And it's deep. The song is deep. A lot of people, really, feathers got wrinkled by this song. In fact, Rudolph Giuliani's feathers got wrinkled by this song because she performed this song during the Super Bowl. Listen, when she came out there in formation with the ladies, the Black ladies, and they looked militant out there, I was like, oh boy. You know, everybody was like, oh my God. But you know what? It was fierce, it was powerful, and it was a show of love to the African American community. Here on Ebola Soul, celebrating February as Black History Month, and I'm going to leave you with Erykah Badu giving her ode to hip hop, because hip hop is an original music art form that was created by the African American community right here in the South Bronx. Here it is, Erykah Badu talking about love of my life. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
So, when'd you fall in love with hip hop?
Right here, what we're gonna do is go back.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Cause I'm like the MC and I'm as light as a rock.
Well, my name is Apples and I rock your world. I'm also known as the Gucci girl. Well, I'm super cute and plenty bad. Yeah.
30, 26, 36 and a half.
Ooh. I hope that you will realize I got the hazel eyes that are hypnotized and knock you to your knees, make you eat cheese. You be so helpless, you be begging me, please. Y'all share that.
Don't stop to the beat, y'all, and get don't stop. A freak, freak.
Or could it be that it was all just so simple then? A teenage lover, you said he's just a friend. He moved around and we kept in touch through his friend Mike. The road was young and we knew we couldn't rush, but whenever I got lonely or needed some advice, he gave me his shoulder. His words were very nice. But that is all behind me. Cause now
I met her. We broke up, got back together to get her back. I had to sweat her, thought she rolled with bad boys forever. In many ways, them boys made her better. To grow, I had to let her. She needed cheddar, and I understood that. Looking for cheese that don't make her a hood rat. In fact, she's a queen to me. Her light beams on me. I love it when she sings to me. It's like that.
End of A Bowl of Soul. Celebrating February is Black History Month Part 1. And we will continue next week with February is Black History Month Part 2, giving you some history tidbits celebrating February being Black History Month. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul by going to abowlofsoul.com, where you can hear this current radio podcast, as well as other podcasts in the archives. Also, make sure you tune in every week to the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, where you can listen to A Bowl of Soul on Friday. And also, make sure you go to the archives there as well. I celebrated last week my 200th podcast. Now, this is my 200th and first podcast. Celebrate that. That's really a great milestone to celebrate. Also, catch up with A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music on Live 365, where you can hear soul music 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week, 365 days of soul. Make sure you hit me up. Follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you follow me on Facebook, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And also email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. This is Professor T. Love. I love you. Treat others the way you wish to be treated. And make sure you tune in next week to hear some more of Black history being celebrated here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.